and I think it'd be really interesting to hear about how we can help more. We actually can't do this on our own. Government cannot reshape this landscape without the community and business in particular helping us. One thing I would say is, I think this area, as with most areas that touch on technology, no one should wait for government leadership. Like, I will try to provide it, and I'm trying to provide it, and that's why we're trying to have a cyber strategy that will lay a foundation and give clear markers to you as agents in this space to help us get where we need to go. But I just really push people to not wait around for government to tell you what to do. We've got to kind of take ownership of this in all of our unique kind of environments and push. So I think there's... We've got a good partnership with business in how we think about cybersecurity. I definitely would like to deepen it. And I think part of that is a little bit about the information that we share with the public and your companies, and also what you give back to us. So one of the areas I didn't touch on too much when I spoke a bit before is about threat sharing. And I think we've got something really special that we can do as a country here around how we ask the community and companies to share threats with government, and help you by interpreting them and sharing the aggregated data with you. So one of the initiatives in the strategy is thinking about what type of technologies we need to invest in to get to a place by 2030 where we've got the best quality information of any country in the world about the cyber threat environment, so that you as providers of technology services can actually use it to protect yourselves.
Regarding threat sharing, I think that's very, very key as well, because not everyone has access to the same level of information because of different reasons, like resources, budget, and perhaps the nature of the organization and the industry sector that come from as well. I think for those who know me, I'm a big fan of collaboration, and I think that's very, very important. So we talk about business leaders, right? They all have, actually, they want to achieve the same positive outcomes for their business, whether is it growth, business growth, sustainability, and at the same time, trying to manage cyber risk among so many other emerging risk or enterprise risk, and that's a really, really difficult job. And I see that when they are struggling alone sometimes, yet there are many stories and takeaways and lessons learned that we can actually benefit and accelerate our growth in that way. So I believe that intel sharing about our lessons, also sharing about our approaches in how we tackle certain challenges is really important. I mean, how many of you are part of the Silo tribe? I think quite a number of you are. Yeah, we have about actually 100 of CISOs that gather together in a group across Australia, and I love the kind of sharing. I've done this in other countries, and I would say Australia has one of the most open group where they're actually openly reaching out to each other and trying to tap into the learnings and sharing from each other and just growing together. And that's really heartening because you see two spectrum of very experienced CISOs passing on their knowledge to the newer CISOs who just join. And there's that kind of mentorship that we are seeing, and that's the great thing about our industry sector. So I think in terms of working in the government, I'm seeing that it's very refreshing that there is a lot more openness and willingness to also work with the industry and have that open conversation. This is one example, that real desire to actually want to do something different but do it together. I think that's very commendable. So it's a good start, right? And then we can only go upwards from there. So thank you.
Can I just one thing just to add? Something I've really learned in this last year is just an interesting balance around the discussion of cyber being all about the cyber attack and defending against the cyber attack, and what I would see is a bit of an underinvestment in the inevitability that attack will one day happen and what are you going to do about it then. And I think Optus and Medibank, you know, I just observe a lot more businesses thinking a lot more about that question now, which is a really good one. But we've all got to accept and understand that we will do all the things that I'm suggesting we do. We can be the cyber safest country in the world by 2030. We're still going to experience cyber attacks. This is the nature of living in an internet age. And so for your companies and the work that you're doing, I just really consider how are you thinking about the incident response into this. And it's not usually a technical question, as so much as cybersecurity is about behaviour. And then operational things, like for you, you know, there's a technical aspect, but the most important thing is operational. How are you going to get water back into the system that's safe? Yeah. So just share that with you on in terms of governance. Yeah.
Every board is different because it also depends on the experience that they have and, you know, what they're seeing from different organizations. There is the more savvy board that they are very experienced because they have many war stories themselves. And then there's also the other spectrum where they're still very early in their stage of understanding and maturity. So we have to really understand, like, from what we're seeing, right, in the past we do a lot more with like the ITs and infrastructure managers. And now we are dealing more with the CIOs and the CISOs, and now we're actually dealing with the CEOs and the boards themselves because they want to hear firsthand what's happening. They want to also go through an uplift in their awareness and understanding of cyber. So what I would say is give them regular updates, but make sure that it connects to them, it's relevant to them, you help them connect the dots. And in order to do that is whenever you present a cyber risk management strategy or your program, it needs to really align with the business strategy. So that connection has to be really strong. And one other thing I would just wanted to add is, you know, when you give them the news, balance it out, right? Balance the bad news with positive progress or so, what's happening in an organization. You don't, as CISOs, you don't just want to be known as like the constant bearer of bad news. So it's important to make sure that, yeah, your message is tailored, but there's that hope where they know that, okay, whatever you're investing in, there's actually a good progress and there's improvements, right? So there's that light at the end of the tunnel in that way. A lot of the board directors and chairs, they have actually said that when they're really hungry, they don't really care how the burger is being made. They just want to know that the burger tastes good. So you know, at the end of the day, yeah, understand what they want and make it relevant to them. You don't have to go through all the behind the scenes and all the jargons and, yeah.
Never use that analogy before.